Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
It is Wednesday, the 29th day of March 2007. Massive 9/11 news breaking. Huge news on Iran. A bunch of other reports. But we've got Rick Luna in here, who 5-6 years ago we protested with, interviewed, went down to his court cases with him beating and torturing and sexually abusing his son. It went on for year after year. All of this started from pushing a hall monitor. And they had testimony at the Texas legislature yesterday about, we're talking 11-year-old children who a window would get busted out, and then they would end up sending, you know, all four of them to jail, and one of them would spend 6 years in there. And then they hop them up on drugs because they get more federal funds off that. Then they put them on Prozac, Ritalin. It's so hellish. But understand, this is not just about Texas. If you're in Illinois, New York, California, Florida, in Florida there's 3,000-plus just missing children. And that's not even a major national news story. The government grabs children, they're gone. And believe me, it can get that bad here. It's just Florida is so corrupt that I guess the folks are better in Texas. We've been fighting back. Believe me, it's not just happening in Texas. It's happening in your state. This is the same federally designed system everywhere. Rick?
Yes. Well, to clear that up, the women would come to the women's staff would play with my son, you know. And you know, the thing
and then
is
see, the joke is, well, that sounds pretty good. That's horrible abuse, folks.
And the thing about it, these staff, they would all come to me, oh, your son is so handsome. And, you know, and then it was just like, you know, why are they telling me this, you know?
Really sick.
Yeah, really, you know, and my son, well, you know, he was, yeah, the woman comes to him, 13 years old, you know, he doesn't think too much, you know. He's 13-year-old. But really, he's 8 or 9 because he's ADHD, mentally retarded, bipolar. These kids are lower, you know. They're 20.
So your son has told you how many women did he have? How many guards he have sex with?
Well, they would touch him, you know, and things. So he didn't go to the detail because I guess you know you don't want to. He doesn't want to. You know, but we've been.
I certainly wouldn't want to talk to my dad about that. You know,
We've been beaten up because you know the staff. He would, you know, he would turn around and they would they would play with him, and then he would turn around, play back with him, and then they would get mad and beat him up.
No, you know? No, it's insane power trips for these people that would never be anybody. Mm-hmm. Just white trash scum or other scum, and they go get these jobs, and they get to be lords. Well, I mean, that's how I was describing testimony yesterday, is they call themselves the Untouchables, and it's like a kingdom. You get to go rule over a bunch of poor children.
I heard TYC had a ranch and had an airplane. You know, and I mean,
well, you better believe they got an airplane.
The thing about
that's what this is all about.
Is that,
you ought to see what they do to the little kids.
Yeah, here I am bringing this to their attention of everyone, and all they did was put it under the rug. But I'm glad. I am glad that why not Austin? Why not Austin? Because do they have a contract with the state?
The Statesman's been writing whitewashers. They'll report on how people got arrested because they were falsifying reports to keep kids in prison, but they won't talk about the very same facility had all-night sex rape parties with people paying money to come to them.
Now, these places are bad. San Saba and security, as a matter of fact, they have a room that was it was room 158. They put kids in there and get it so cold that they would put my son in there. Now he has asthma. You know, and then what advocacy did, they were not giving him 1 hour of rec. They were not, San Saba was not giving these kids 1 hour of rec for being in security. That's the state law. They have to give them 1 hour rec. What happened is advocacy, Rick Novato, attorney there, wrote him a letter. Next day, they were giving these kids 1 hour of rec. You know, and they were just, these kids were, you know, they wanted to commit crimes to get away from these people. That's how bad these people were treating them.
Well, they're the criminals. So, listen, there is no government. There is no authority. It's all totally criminal. The worst people you're going to find in society are in government, period. It's the country's bankrupt. Terrorists run the nation. They carried out 9/11. They put their criminals in place everywhere. Final segment with Rick Luna straight ahead, and then we'll get into 9/11. It's
year after a year in production and traveling to distant lands. My new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Now you can upgrade your existing gravity filter to remove chemicals such as triomethylenes, atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and MTBE to below detectable limits. Black Berkey elements are so powerful, they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and transform water, even raw, stagnant pond water, into delicious, crystal-clear drinking water. Nitrates, nitrites, radon-222, unwanted heavy metals like lead, mercury, and aluminum are no problem. Foul tastes like chlorine and obnoxious sulfur odors are removed without removing the healthful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Black Berkey elements flow 1.5 to 2 times faster than ordinary gravity elements, which means it takes much less time to filter your water. Supercharge your gravity filter today. Upgrade to Black Berkey purification elements.
Get a 2-pack, only $99, or a 4-pack, only $188. Call New Millennium, 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
This is Jack Blood with the Genesis Radio Network. Let's ask the question that the Bush regime hopes you will never ask. That is the USA already bankrupt? As the world's biggest debtor nation, we are borrowing in excess of 80% of the world's net savings. That's $2 billion per day to finance the biggest deficit in history. Our creditors are becoming increasingly concerned that the debt can never be repaid. Japan and China, two of the largest holders of U.S. debt, are looking to greatly reduce their exposure to dollars. In fact, China has privately hinted that a U.S. attack on Iran could result in China's dumping massive amounts of U.S. Treasury bonds. To find out more about this, call for a free report on the coming dollar collapse. Call Whitehurst International at 1-888-892-6238. That's 1-888-8-XANADU or 1-888-8-XANADU and ask for George.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Huge developments on the 9/11 front. The Rosie O'Donnell clip coming up here in about 5 minutes. And then I've got to just condense and run through news in the last 20 minutes or so. We're not going to take any calls today. Tomorrow we'll have wide open phones. We've got several guests coming on, but we will have open phones. I promise you that. But huge developments for 9/11 Truth. I mean, we should be celebrating about this, but we got to make sure the word gets out on it. Rick Luna, it is so great that your son is out of this death camp, but there are tens of thousands of other children in the system, millions nationwide. Over 1 million children are taken each year by CPS. We're talking about children 10 to 18 in the juvenile justice system. The IRS, the Internal Revenue Service, the Patriot Act, oh, the juvenile justice system. It's not about justice. It's about a wicked group of scumbags that have made a business out of this, and they're not stopping. The schools are being constructed to be prisons. Rick, you show some more of those photos to the camera. Just make any other points you've got. It sounds like a secondary issue, but you make the point they're actually given no education while they're in there, while they claim they do. The bottom line is the worst place children could be is in the state system, okay? And they're not there to protect society. These are engines to create gangbangers and criminals. It's just disgusting. Rick?
Well, yes. TYC did not educate my son. He does not have a GED. They falsified documents saying he was a ninth grade when he was no third grade reader. And he's trying to educate himself right now and by himself, you know, and he's trying to do things that, you know, he's trying to get a job. It's just so hard for him because these people, they destroyed him. They didn't help him. There was no rehabilitation for him. There was nothing.
What about Ginger Galloway? You know, she had some problem in her family with her young teenage son, and instead of handling it herself, I'm not trying to be mean to her, but she was still defending it. Hey, lady, now, you know, he bleeds all over the place, and now he's not going to be helped. And I mean, you have to understand, the government is criminal. They will not, they cannot help you.
And I, you know, I feel sorry for Ginger, but I'm glad she spoke out, because even though her son was being beat up and raped, you know, she had to stand up and
no, I mean, I commend her. It's just that you never turn your family in
to the police.
Well, you certainly never turn your children in. And I mean, if you've got some husband that's threatening to kill you, it'd be better for, I'm not telling you to kill people, folks, but it'd be better to handle it yourself than call the system in, because they're not going to help you. Now, I mean, there are still good cops for robberies and cops for when something happens, but more and more, I don't even see that. I mean, I've called cops before, and they start asking me about myself when they show up. I mean, folks, this country is gone. This ain't the way it used to be anymore.
That's true. You know, she should have called the cops, because look what happened. She calls the cops thinking she's going to get help. As a matter of fact, they took her son. They're beating him up. They, you know, they're abusing him, and they abuse all these kids. This is a, you know.
Just type into Google, 7-year-old arrested for groping teacher, and then it says, they send the police in, they arrest a 7-year-old, and what do? He ran up and squeezed the teacher's stomach. That's what little kids do. Frankly, my children run up and squeeze my stomach or hug on me or jump on me. I mean, that's what they do. I mean, if you go buy a puppy that's 6 weeks old, it's going to do that. I mean, this is, we're mammals, man. They take normal behavior and they make it evil. I mean, folks, this country's gone. I mean, folks, they take kids every day who get caught at school when they're 6, 7 playing doctor, okay? Rick?
Yeah, I filed a federal lawsuit in 2001, 2002, and the judge just threw it out of court, didn't say he was not mentally retarded. And so I went back about 3 weeks ago, and I filed it again because it fell in the statute of limitations. And now the court's telling me that I need to get a lawyer in 60 days. They should appoint a lawyer because he's a child with disabilities.
But here's the problem. They'll appoint one of their people, and they'll just drop the ball on purpose.
Probably. They probably would do that. But I'm still fighting them because it's
not. If you want to get these people, you start surveilling them personally. I've said this over and over again. I can't do it all, folks. If people want to expose them, you don't do anything illegal. You just, at public places, you start surveilling, you start photographing, you start following these judges and people. And, folks, individuals that can put tens of thousands of innocent people into rape rooms, they're always going to be involved in crime.
Oh, yes.
They're always going to be involved in sick stuff.
Yeah.
And, folks, you just go put it up on the web. They want to play hardball? I'm telling you how to bring them down, America.
Yeah, the lawyers from TYC, they all need to go. They all need to go. They gave us so much hard time. They were so arrogant.
They all need to go to prison.
Yes. Yeah.
You start arresting these people, and you start throwing them in with the 25 and 30 and 40-year-olds that were raped by them 10, 20 years ago. Yeah. See how they like it.
You're right, Alex. You know, and these people need to be punished. They need not to be slapped in the hand and resign, and knowing they're going to get a little pension, and then, you know.
You know, I always wondered why in prisons, why they always kill the child molesters, because obviously, the child molesters are scum, but why do prisons hate them so much? Because most of the people in prisons were raped by those type of people, and they know what they look like, they know what they act like, and that's why once a child molester goes to prison, they usually get killed like Jeffrey Dahmer did.
Yes.
So we need to put them all in general population.
Right. I agree with you, Alex.
Well, I tell you, any contact info, your organization, who you're suing, how people help you, how families can get involved, how you guys can rally together.
Yes, I have a home phone number, plus I got a cell number, and I can give it to you if you know.
Because, I mean, like it or not, Rick, you've become a leader. You're leading marches and demonstrations and going and testifying. I mean, how do folks, you know, join up with you or support you?
Well, we're doing the Chesa Chavez March, And we're gonna march for the kids that are still in TYC.
Good.
Let them go. Let them go. Let them go now.
That's what I said yesterday. Instead of having these marches where we go out and just say Texas Independence Day, or we go out and we say, you know, Daisy Sace, or we go out and we just have these marches for no reason and wave flags and do this. We need to see the communities out there on real issues.
Yes. And I'm hoping a lot of people will join us and bring signs on TYC, you know, no more, TYC no more.
When is that going to be?
It's when we're having the, this is Cesar Chavez March Saturday. Probably next Saturday.
Yeah.
It's sometime around there. And if you want to get a hold of me, my number is 905-2026.
That's 512.
Correct.
512?
Yeah. 905-2026.
All right. And, folks, he's very busy. Just don't talk his ear off. If you can help him, he's suing. Or if you want to come to the march or you want to get involved. And this is all over the country. Guaranteed, folks, this is going on in your system. Guaranteed. I mean, prisons have always been bad. Orphanages have always been bad. But now we do it bigger and better in America. And it's scary.
I like to just tell TYC, let our children go, you know.
Absolutely. Well, again, as bad as it is with them torturing 10 and 15-year-olds, it's the babies.
Yeah.
I mean, because imagine, Rick, as bad as it's been for you, my investigations into the small children, it is hell on earth, man.
Yes.
It is hell on earth. I mean, I get so mad. I guarantee you, I could probably crush people's skulls with my bare hands. I get so mad. I mean, that's the type of rage I feel just to think about what they can do to little bitty innocents. And they revel in it. I mean, people who aren't control freaks, people who aren't into power over others, don't know what it cannot get into the mindset of these demons.
They're evil people. Very evil. And the thing that got, that Jay is Jay that's working right now. There was a point. He's a good man. He's a Marine. He says he's going in there to kick some butt.
Jay who?
Jay, I'll bring.
Well, just tell us, who is it? I mean, what's going on?
Well, he's the one that was appointed by the governor.
Oh, sure, the master.
Master, yeah. Well, now he's.
And so you think he's really going to get him?
I think he's a good man. I think he's cleaning up house. And I think we give him a little more time, he's going to, you know, clean more house, you know. And I think it should start here in Austin.
It should start with, they admit that thousands were felons, and they admitted every facility that was raping going on. I want to see those people in life in prison.
In prison, yes. Yes.
And frankly, I think when you're doing it to children, I think some of them should be executed. I would personally, with these guards that rape children, I would personally pull the lever to release the lethal injection.
Well, I mean,
they need to die because people need to start dying, so they start respecting goodness again, and so they start respecting honor, and they stop hurting children.
They're correct.
And again, that's just my instinct. Is these people need to die, and then they need to know that's how America's feeling right now. Okay, because I'm threatened by them. I'm sick of them, and I know what they are.
You know, if you can see my eyes, I don't sleep good. I haven't slept good since my son was taken. You know, and it's just, you know, it's a crime, and they're hiding it.
The greatest crime is authority with power with impunity carrying out evil.
Correct.
Tyranny is the ultimate evil. It is powerful. It is oppressive. It's smiley-faced. It loves what it does. And I want to bring them down. I want to take the people that carried out 9/11, the people that are doing all that. They need to all be tried by a jury of their peers. And if they oppressed or they raped or they killed, they need to die. It's that simple. And we need to let the system know. I mean, folks, this isn't a joke. We're tired of you. You're not our God. That's the most sick thing. They act like they rule everything. We should be so thankful to them. They're a bunch of trash, Rick.
Yes, they are.
Well, just pray to God that your son be healed of all the great scars they put on him, Rick. And again, it was great seeing you the other night, and I appreciate you coming in today. And I know I've just been ranting here, but this stuff just freaks me out. I wouldn't hurt a fly. And I know you wouldn't. I don't know how people do this. I don't know how they engage in this type of evil.
it's just sickening.
I just want to destroy them.
It's very sickening. And the thing that gets me is that it's been going on for a long time.
Well, it's starting to come out, and a lot of that's because of you. So God bless you. We'll pray for you. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
You bet. We'll be right back with the Rosie O'Donnell News.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps' potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that President Kennedy signed into law State Department Publication 7277 entitled The United States Program for Complete and General Disarmament in a Peaceful World? This would disarm America and turn all of our armed forces over to the United Nations organization. Citizens would be required to turn in their guns guaranteed to them by the Second Amendment. The head of the United Nations forces that would control all arms would always be a communist by agreement. We'd like to help you understand how these things are coming to pass by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your call for a free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine.
It's no secret. Aluminum itself adversely affects the blood-brain barrier and is capable of causing DNA damage. Research has even shown that aluminum salts used in antiperspirants have detrimental effects. So why are you still using traditional deodorant? Well, there is an alternative, and it's called NoBO. NoBO eliminates the bacterial growth, which causes odor, and does not interfere with perspiration, which is important for allowing your body to expel toxins. There are no chemicals, aluminum, preservatives, or petroleum-based ingredients in NoBO. Just natural ingredients like grapeseed oil, arrowroot powder, silica, vitamin E, tea tree oil, and geranium. NoBO's job is to destroy the bacteria that causes the odor while soothing your skin. You can use NoBO under your arms, on tough foot odors, or for athlete's foot. NoBO is guaranteed 100% or receive a full refund. Visit no-bo.com to order. That's no-bo.com. Or call 850-723-8599.
Way up north, to Alaska, way up north, to Alaska, go north, the rest is on. North, to Alaska, go north, the rest is on. Big Sam left Seattle in the year of 92. With George Pratt, his father.
I guarantee you, 100 years ago, if people were acting like this with children, there'd be a lynch mob and they'd all be strung up. real fast. People didn't behave like this. People didn't act like this. It was very, very rare. If you had some weird murder or kidnapping, it'd be national news. It was a different time. I mean, men would go out in the street and gun each other down over arguments, but crime itself was very, very low. And it's all a social worker paradise. We're all going to be micromanaged. I've got articles today where everybody's going to have CPS in their house. Everybody. Doesn't matter how much money you got, you're going to have CPS visiting you. This is the new America. All right, I'm going to get into Rosie O'Donnell right now. Like it or not, this is going to go supernova. It's going to get major attention. You thought all the news of last week on 9/11 Truth and Loose Change was big. Get ready now. Rosie O'Donnell, 11-minute discussion on The View today. We'll play part of it now, come back and play the rest. Then I'll comment on it, and then I'm going to get into a bunch of other news and wrap up this transmission. But go to PrisonPlanet.com, continual coverage of this, and help us try to inject more information into the debate. We need to add to the Rosie O'Donnell show about the new blueprints coming out, the Building 7 news. Everybody kind of, it was a big push, and it had a big effect. It's one of the reasons Rosie went public was the BBC footage of Building 7 falling before it fell. We see we've kind of forgotten about that. We need to re-push all that. We need to introduce that into that story that Paul's adding to. Go get it at PrisonPlanet.com right now. Please help us. Here's Rosie O'Donnell, The View, a couple hours ago.
All right, we are back. So in the news, very, very big thing. There was a British patrol boat that was in the waters off the coast of Iran, in between Iraq and Iran, in the water there. They're saying that Iranians are saying they came into Iranian water, and the Iranians have taken these people, and they're considered now being held hostage. And the British government is saying that this is very serious, and everybody needs to look at this and to see what it is. The Iranians are saying, if you admit that you are in our water, we will let go the hostages.
How do they know they were in the water exactly? I'm in a pool. I don't even know where the deep end is. How do they know? Yeah. Where the water is. How do I know?
Well, that's the thing. There is, you know, it's very complicated to see which water is whose. But what they're saying is that they came into what the Iranians consider their zone. And, of course, the British are saying, well, we have GPS satellites to say we weren't there. Yeah. And the Iranians are saying, well, we have satellites to say you were. But
the Iraqis are saying that they were not in Iranian water also, I think.
They switched
the location, too, didn't they? I just heard that there was, like, at first they were spotted in one location. Now they're saying it could have been another location.
Yeah.
And
it's
also
a lot of confusing information about where they actually were.
Yeah.
But they were on television in Iran, and they released it all over the country that they showed the hostages who are not visibly injured or tortured, and the woman was wearing the traditional headgear and speaking, saying, you know, yes, we were in the wrong place, which, of course, you know, everyone says she was coerced to say that, but Tony Blair is very concerned that this is a violation of the Geneva Convention to show hostages.
Well, and it also seems to be some people are saying that this is an act of retaliation. There were some Iranians captured in Iraq for distributing arms there illegally, so they're saying this could be a retaliation for that, or the fact that the UN is now, and other countries are trying to put more pressure on them to end their nuclear enrichment program right now.
Supposed.
You know?
Yes. Yeah.
Well, I mean...
Well, because Iraq supposedly had a nuclear enrichment program, but they didn't actually.
They were also in violation of 17 UN resolutions.
So yeah, so were we by invading them against the UN's advice, right?
It was one.
Yeah, but still, if we break the rules of the UN, why should any other nation follow the rules of the UN?
Well, so I guess then no one should follow them now. I mean, that would be insane if no one would follow them now.
I hate that an incident like this causes such turmoil in the world, and, you know, you're just trying to live your life, and the next thing you know, they'll explode a bomb, and then we'll be in a world war.
But who's they?
Like, well, whoever it is.
Yeah.
You think whatever it is.
I mean, conspiracy?
I'm not a conspiracy theory type of person, but, you know, you have to look at both sides of the situation. You have a lot of issues going on here.
So
I'm not
qualified. What do you think is really happening with the ship that was in there? You think that these British soldiers were used as pawns to try to ignite another war against Iran?
Well, I just think if Iran really did take them and they really wanted to hold them hostage, they would have done what they did during the Jimmy Carter era.
Wait, you don't think that they really were taken?
Well, of course they were taken. But my point is that if they wanted to hold them, if this was a purposeful attack by the Iranian government to provoke an international incident, why would they say, well, we'll let them go and we're not going to harm them? We will let them go. We're not going to harm them. But you have to admit you came into our water. And British go, well, we're not going to admit that. Yeah, but we're not going to harm them.
All
we're
right.
going to let them go.
She gets into it on the other side. Stay with us, and we'll get into a bunch of other really important news today. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Right now, 65% of Americans are overweight. Experts say by the year 2010, that number will increase to 75% and 35% will be obese. Because of these deadly statistics, Dr. Joel Wallach, host of Dead Doctors Don't Lie, has done extensive research and has found what he believes is the biggest breakthrough in weight loss in 50 years. It's called Slender FX. Slender FX opens the door for a healthy metabolism, permanent weight loss, reduction of low thyroid symptoms, and considerably increased energy by helping to balance your leptin levels. Finally, a weight loss breakthrough you can trust. Go to NoFatNow.com and discover the amazing benefits of Slender FX today. Take the 90-day challenge just in time for summer. If it's not everything we say and more, simply return the empty bottles and get your money back, guaranteed. Visit NoFatNow.com or call 800-972-8211. That's 800-972-8211. And for a limited time only, find out how you can get a free bottle of Slender FX by going to NoFatNow.com.
It's a fact. You can legally eliminate credit card debt, which has been fraudulently created by the banks. Since its creation in 1913, the Federal Reserve has not been held responsible for its own debt. So why should you, the hardworking American, be harassed for yours? There's a double standard when it comes to being responsible for debt, and unlike the Federal Reserve, the people of this country can't print more money when needed. Day of Jubilee has created a successful program designed for people that want to stop harassing calls and threatening letters from bill collectors. This is not a debt consolidation company. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their credit card debt. Instead of living each day in fear, it's time to turn your life around. Call Day of Jubilee, open 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Central Standard Time at 920-293-8024. That's 920-293-8024. And ask for Robert. Don't wait any longer to get your life back in order.
We at The Bible Says want to alert the world to the topic of the Mark of the Beast. Soon it will be upon us as an overwhelming surprise. The world is pressing toward a forced one-world religion. The real issue behind this is the union of church and state, nullifying our First Amendment. Americans will have to give up their peculiar beliefs and accept what the new world religious leaders prescribe. In 2005, President Bush signed the Real ID Act, which goes into effect May 11, 2008. Many people believe that this will be the mark of the beast because of the restrictive measures included, which seems to parallel the no buying and selling of Revelations 13:17. In Revelations 14:9, speaking of the mark of the beast, it says, "If any man worship the beast, take notice." It says, "Worship the beast." This issue is about worship, not economics. For a better understanding of this very important topic and to receive your three free books and a free DVD, call 1-888-211-1715. That's 1-888-211-1715.
Let's go back to The View this morning in progress where they're debating about, is this a setup with Iran? Gee, I wonder. We don't know the exact details, but we know it's a setup. You got all these troops, all these task forces, they want to strike, and then magically they get picked up. Why would the Iranians do that and provocateur an attack? It's either a setup by them to get attacked, to strengthen the hardliners who are in danger of being overthrown, or it's the neocons, and I tend to think it's the neocons. But regardless, it's just more government criminality. The government's not your friend. The government's not going to help you in Iraq. They're not going to help you in New Orleans. They're not going to help you right here in Texas with the 3,000 missing children in Florida. All right, here's Rosie O'Donnell.
Well, of course they were taken. But my point is that if they wanted to hold them, if this was a purposeful attack by the Iranian government to provoke an international incident, why would they say, well, we'll let them go and we're not going to harm them? We will let them go. We're not going to harm them. But you have to admit you came into our water. And British go, well, we're not going to admit that. Yeah, but we're not going to harm them. But we're going to let them go.
They also want the release of their Iranian people that were captured in Iraq for, like I said, just
No, they haven't said that. They haven't said quid pro quo. They said, if you admit you came into our water, we will let them go.
Well, and so, do you think?
So, what are you thinking? That would show them in a very great light, and it would show us as trespassers. But we don't know that they would let them go. We don't know how.
But here's
it would
the problem: what you just said, us. because it's now Britain and the United States pretty much against the rest of the world.
So you think now that, are you assuming then that this was something put together by our administration and Tony Blair in terms of staging this act and so that we could get into Iran? Because that would make for a very, maybe, smart president, and everyone seems to be thinking that he can't work for them.
Say it again.
I'm just saying.
Wait a minute. When you say that he's smart, I have to
say it again and go slow. Here's what happened. These guys went here, okay? Yes. Iran said, that's our water. Mm-hmm. Get out of our water. We're taking you back.
Yes.
Britain says, they took our guys. Iran goes, no, you were in our water. Mm-hmm. Say you're in our water and we'll give you the back.
Where's
the line?
What do you think is the cause behind that?
Well, there are many, many ways to think of it, but historically, have governments ever faked incidents or incited incidents in order to get them into wars? Nations.
I'm sure it has.
I don't think
this is the case right here. I don't think that there was a conspiracy between Bush and Tony Blair to put these soldiers in as pawns so that we can jump into Iran. I think we're going to try to use other methods to stop their program.
There was an admiral who asked that we use diplomatic methods to get out of it, and that's where I wish that we would. I mean, I wish everybody would exercise diplomacy and compromise, and sometimes you have to give something up in order to achieve something better, peace. Sometimes you have to do that, and it seems like it's those ideologies that are not being talked about enough. What would a diplomatic compromise be? What would a diplomatic summit be here?
It's very hard in America when anyone from the Mideast has been so demonized that no matter what, it's impossible for some people to believe that the Iranians in any way could ever do anything ethical in any capacity. That they've somehow been dehumanized to the point where they're not people, who they're just the enemy.
We're not talking about the Iranian people. We're talking about their government, who essentially has total control over them. They essentially have zero say in
that
government.
Well, that's how people see us, I hope, in the world.
Our government, right? I hope people across the world don't think what George Bush is doing represents the American people, because the last election showed it does not.
But let me ask you this. What concerns me is that there's this environment now where we're almost more apt to trust our enemies than our allies, and that's very concerning to me.
Well, that is concerning when nearly everyone in
the Bush administration for that they've completely annihilated all of our trust.
See, I trust our allies and I trust our government much more than I trust our enemies on the war and terror.
But would you say, Elizabeth, that you trust the Bush administration as much as you did when he first took office?
Would you admit to it?
You know what? In a time of war, I think you are in a position where you have to
trust
your
government. Nearly everyone in this administration is under indictment or suspicion.
Mm-hmm.
Nearly every person, from Karl Rove to Rumsfeld to Gonzalez.
Yes.
What do you have
it's
to do to get impeached in this country?
You have to have Monica Lewinsky come into your office.
We'll brush that off, and I'm going to be discreet because your daughter's here.
Okay.
But let me tell you, while he was enjoying himself, there were things going on in this world. Namely, three times he could have had Osama bin Laden within his scope, and he was too busy to try to
Wait a second.
That is important.
I'm not sure that he was enjoying himself at that moment.
I'm sure he was doing nothing but enjoying himself.
I don't think so.
The other guy was as bad. That digresses from what the real issue is, and the issue is, but even you worded a war on terror. I think, personally, that is propaganda.
Exactly, Washagate. Thank you.
I don't like the wording of it like that.
People into evil and good.
I'm sorry, but the people
who got the soldiers on the front line,
he's a very bad guy.
I'm not saying
explicitly he wants to wipe Israel off the map. This guy is a bad guy.
Am I saying he's a good guy and I want him over for breakfast?
No, I'm not.
But I'm saying that in America we are fed propaganda, and if you want to know what's happening in the world, go outside of the U.S. media, because it's owned by four corporations. One of them is this one. And you know what? Go outside of the country to find out what's going on in our own country, because it's frightening. It's frightening. And if you don't
think we're being brainwashed as a whole country, I think not. I think
democracy is threatened in a way it hasn't been in 200 years. And if America doesn't stand up, we're in big trouble.
If you don't stand up right now against Iran and they implement tougher sanctions, we'll have a war here.
All I want Elizabeth to do is admit it was a mistake to go into Iraq. Just do that.
I don't see it
that's a mistake.
I know you don't say it as a mistake.
I don't sign in a no-bid contract for 5 years, Halliburton. Wait a second. $16 billion. Mm-hmm. You want to know why we'd go into Iran? For the money.
Listen.
That's why we would do it. Well, and that's
what is oil in this world? What is oil is power. So if you want to turn that over to them and be fighting for
the
money.
We're the oldest democracy in the world. Yes. And that's something to be proud of. We're the oldest democracy in the world. And we're a democracy founded on capitalism. But capitalism, the definition is not, where we are right now is capitalism run amok.
Yes.
And there was an ideology in the early democracies that were about a lot more about community and a lot more about helping your neighborhood and your country. And now I feel like we're in a kind of an imperialistic stage. And that's not the ideologies of our forefathers in democracy.
To clarify, in terms of this war, do I think we went in the right way? No, we could have done things a lot better. We should have gone in with more troops. There should have been, I'm not a military strategist.
No, but do you think Iraq had anything to do with 9/11, Elizabeth?
You know what? That's something that I struggle with.
Did Iraq have anything to do with blowing up the Twin Towers?
I believe that at the time, George Bush, our president, was faced with a decision, and all the evidence stated that it did, and all the evidence that all the Democrats who voted for this war saw,
not
and also
all the evidence, all the cherry-picked evidence.
Okay, well, the evidence that they saw indicated that Iraq had a part in 9/11, and that they were plotting to use those weapons of mass destruction in
the future. You still think this now?
Hang on. He has a choice to make the mistake and go in there, assuming that they did or that they didn't. Okay, I'd rather him make the mistake on the fact that yes, they had it, and at least we went in.
Let me ask you one more thing. Do you think the government purposely misled the American people to believe that Iraq had something to do with 9/11?
No.
Yes, says the crowd.
Do you believe that the government had anything to do with the attack of 9/11? Do you believe in a conspiracy in terms of the attack of 9/11?
No, but I do believe that it is the first time in history that fire has ever melted steel. I do believe that it defies physics for the World Trade Center Tower 7, Building 7, which collapsed in on itself. It is impossible for a building to fall the way it fell without explosives being involved. World Trade Center 7. World Trader 1 and 2 got hit by planes. 7, miraculously, the first time in history, steel was melted by fire. It is physically impossible.
And who do you think is responsible for that?
I have no idea. But to say that we don't know that it imploded and it was an implosion and a demolition is beyond ignorant. Look at the films. Get a physics expert here from Yale, from Harvard. Pick the school. It defies reason.
Let's get one. Okay. Get one, because that
I would do it.
Is the unthinkable.
It is the unthinkable. But imagine if somebody could convince you of that, could prove it to you, Elizabeth. Just 7.
I don't think it would happen, but I would. If someone could sit here right now and prove that to me, I would.
Okay, we're going to call up Harvard, and we're going to call up Yale, and we're going to ask somebody from physics to come and explain.
Wait a second, Bush went to Yale. How good could they be?
We'll go to Harvard. We're going to take a break, and we'll be right back in America, land of the free, home of the brave. Peace out. We'll be right back.
Okay, so let's go through it. I wrote some notes on all of that. There is the challenge. Show us how Building 7 could have fallen from fire. NIST can't say it. The blueprints have now been leaked of all the buildings showing the 9/11 Commission lied. It's all unraveling. There's more and more whistleblowers constantly. There is the challenge, you see. Oh, we'll have someone on to explain how it happened. They need to have Stephen Jones on. They can have a debate about it, but see, they can't have a rational debate. They can have fake debunking by Yellow Journalism's alma mater, Hearst Publishing. That's all they can do. And believe me, they're going to go ape with what she said today. Number one, though, I predict they won't really attack her on the 9/11 stuff, but as a caveat, a kind of mint dessert, what they'll do is they'll say, that traitor is with Ahmadinejad. She thinks that the Iranians rightfully grabbed them. And then they'll take out. Now watch. Watch this. Watch. You will see it on Fox, probably. Or it could be Glenn Beck on CNN. You will see this. I've just watched them so long, it's not hard. They'll take her out of context with a clip going, the British sailors were in their waters. Now, they'll take it out of context because she said that's what the Iranians say. They'll cut that out. This is 101. It's not a hard prediction. They'll just play that over and over again and then say, oh, and by the way, the witch, the fat witch, as they called her last time, she also thinks that the government did 9/11. When what she's done is very smart. She's walking on a razor blade tightrope here. Because she said, well, I don't know why they came down, but it never happened before. We need to look at that. And it's all in a discussion of did Bush do it. Now, skipping into the other area, she talks about America being brainwashed in the greatest danger of its 200 years. Four corporations own the media, including the show she's on. Get outside the controlled media. Get outside the left-right paradigm. She said we're fed by the four corporations. Also, you heard the tactic of, well, the president's so dumb, how did he carry this out? The president is suffering from long-term use of hardcore narcotics and drugs, folks. I've met the governor. I've been to his speeches. I've covered the governor. I've been arrested under his orders before. There's video of that on the web. I know the president. And he was not brain damaged 8 years ago. I wouldn't call him razor sharp. I'd call him average. But he could give a pretty good speech and without notes or with notes. It's just the alcohol and drugs has a way of catching up to you. But see, oh, well, they can't run Iraq, but they can carry out 9/11. I always hear that. Yes, they've done a good job in Iraq. The plan was break it in three parts, have sectarian war, not let that be a first world nation, have a big problem so they could then have an excuse to stay there and move into Iran and Syria. They've executed it flawlessly, done a great job. But if it's bringing democracy and freedom and happiness and la-la-la-dee-dee, it's a big failure. The war on drugs, more of you in jail, more juvenile halls, more rape rooms, more drugs than ever on the streets, incredible success. The drug dealers run the country. Okay? I mean, it's real simple, ladies and gentlemen. When you understand that, everything makes perfect sense. It's real simple. And every night when I pull the covers up over me, I think, my God, they could kill me any day for what I do. And I just think, you know what? It's good. It's a good price to pay for my country and my family and for the innocents. It's what a man's supposed to do. And I'm ashamed of myself even thinking about, but you know how it is in the quiet of the night by yourself to think about death or to go in and look at your children and think about how they could come after them. And you just got to steel yourself and make the decision and be stoic and just stick your jaw out and go, that's just the way it is. And just hate the enemy that much more and just, you know what? I may not make it through all of this, folks, but I know one thing. These New World Order people aren't either. We're going to get them. In fact, I told them to send that song up. I wanted to play it today. It's what I was talking about yesterday. Johnny Cash, God's going to cut you down. Do you have that? Did they ever send it to you? Yeah, there'll be a break and they'll never get it there. I need to get an intercom in here. I just bang on the wall, get them to come in here. I really wanted to play that today. I know they've got it. I need to send it up to you. Hey, Trey! Oh, he's got headphones on out there doing video editing. Hey, did he send God's Gonna Cut You Down, Johnny Cash, yesterday? Oh, just ask Aaron if they did send it to the playlist upload file. Oh, you do have it. Okay. You know, I've got all this news I want to cover, but why not just play a Johnny Cash song that says it all? Because this is my anthem. This is what I say to you. You can go on for a long time, but one of these days, God's going to cut you down. And you know what? If God uses me to cut you down, if God uses me as like a club just to beat while my brains are getting beat out, while he's beating yours out, I'll thank God for that. You understand me? You understand me? That's the commitment we've got to have. We'll play it after the break when we have time. Thanks for getting it. I just remembered that. I mean, this is the type of stuff. Governor Richardson says nuclear 9/11 is possible. If he's elected, the police state will continue to keep us safe. Big article in the Register, the biggest technology paper out there, biggest technology daily. Conspiracy theorists, feds, web hosts conspire against us, and it says prisonplanet.com and others are paranoid nutcases who say the CIA is involved in drug trafficking, and we're nuts, and we say that they censor us on the web. Google admits they've censored us. Digg admits they censor us. It's admitted that Google admittedly censors in China, and it's come out they're doing it here. We've had high-level CIA officers who've listed the names of the CIA liaison case officer at Google. Shut up, scum! Stop! I got another one right here. No, don't shut up. Just keep spouting your lies. People are going to find out it's a lie. There's a giant article out of blog critics. It's a big site, and it says, "Get a grip. There's no secret North American Union. To no yuppie evil. To no yuppie denial." to understand it, to know how committee chairmen could be making jokes about child rape yesterday in front of families at the Texas State House. You need to read this, folks. I'm pure evil. Lou Dobbs is evil. At least this is what paranoid anti-globalists at Human Events, WorldNet Daily, InfoWars, and Eagle Forum, plus, of course, the news network lunatic Lou Dobbs, all believe. Some of these sources have a certain amount of legitimacy in the political circles they appeal to. They aren't all professional scaremongers like Alex Jones. Hey, there is a North American Union. They are plunging the dollar, and there are 3,000-plus missing children in Florida that the government took. Now, if that isn't scary, I don't know what is. And it goes on to say, and there are a dismayingly large number of people who take Dobbs seriously. Yes, that's right. There are people that take us seriously. They can go to the UN website. They can go to the CFR website. They can go to the SPP, who admits world government, but then denies it on their denial page. That's there for you. That's not there for us. They know we know. That's there for you who were born and bred to deny everything. Just give you an excuse to deny it, and you'll deny it. I got stacks of this, man. British government admits 60,000-plus Iraqi death toll. Then it goes on to say what the U.S. government wanted to keep quiet, London Independent, was Johns Hopkins University found the same number of dead Iraqis. Well, they found 601,000 instead of 655,000. It's real, folks. That's how many we've killed. It's here. After a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Do you know where the 78 potentially active volcanoes in U.S. are located? And do you know the locations of the top 300 prime terrorist targets? You can find these answers and more in the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA. With the more than 50 interactive parameters, you can pinpoint natural and man-made disaster areas, brewing environmental catastrophes, the safest cities, the best places for solar and wind energy, and much, much more. Complete with 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis to help you zero in on the best places to live, the ideal location for cabins and vacation homes, as well as safe and unsafe areas. Get Prudent Places USA for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 to order on the web or at BerkeyWater.com.
Hey ladies, if you love to shop, then visit HerbalHealer.com to browse through their online catalog. You'll find thousands of effective, alternative, and natural products for you and the whole family. Besides the amazing products you'll find, this shopping is guilt-free because you're investing in your health, and your health is priceless. While online, sign up to receive the Herbal Healer newsletter, which will keep you informed on the latest and greatest products and education. Did you know that Herbal Healer offers not only natural medicine, but also tension-relieving herbal teas, cookbooks, aromatherapy, products for pampering, and more great products to help you soothe and relax after a long day. Want to learn more for yourself and to help others in the future? Join the Herbal Healer Correspondence Program. You can work at your own pace from the comfort of your own home. This accredited, exciting program can help you gain skills and knowledge. Can you believe you can find all this at one stop? HerbalHealer.com, celebrating 18 years of dedication.
Can run on for a long time,
run on for a long time, run on for a long time. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar, go and tell that midnight rider, tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter, tell him that God's gonna cut him down. Tell him that God's gonna cut him down. Well, my goodness gracious, let me tell you the news. My head's been wet with the midnight dew. I've been down on bended knee, talking to the man from Galilee. He spoke to me with a voice so sweet, I thought I heard the shuffle of angels sweet. He called my name and my heart stood still when he said, John, go do my will. Go tell that long-tongued liar, go and tell that midnight rider, tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter, tell him that God's gonna cut him down. Tell him that God's gonna cut him down. You can run on for a long time, run on for a long time, run on for a long time. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Well, you may throw your rock, hide your hand, working in the dark against your fellow man. But as sure as God made black and white, what's done in the dark will be brought to the light. You can run on for a long time, run on for a long time, run on for a long time. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar, go and tell that midnight rider, tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter, tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down.
That's right, you're gonna get cut down. More and more of you get cut down every day. So you just sit there and you deny there's a North American Union, and you sit there and you deny there's a New World Order, and you deny they've got 3,000 plus children disappeared into hell's pits, and you sit there and just think about yourself and feel all self-important and just keep running your mouth, keep doing all the stuff you do. Sooner or later, God is going to cut you down. Guaranteed. Sign, sealed, and deliver. Your executioner is coming. Do you hear those wings? That's the angel of death. And it's going to be painful before you go. You did it to yourself, scum. Understand that. Know that. And know that nothing on earth is going to stop it. It's that simple. Ladies and gentlemen, commit yourself against these people. Commit yourself. Realize how evil they are. Research it for yourself. I haven't plugged my videos all day. I want you to go to InfoWars.com, and I want you to get Terror Storm. It's an important film that needs to be seen. I want you to aggressively make copies. Please, get America Freedom to Fascism. Get Riddles and Stone. Get all the new films. Get Iraq for Sale, The War Profiteers. Get all the books and videos we carry. Get them out to people. Toll-free number to order, 888-253-3139. When you help us, you get tools in the InfoWar, and in the InfoWar, you literally, like we're A-10 warthogs, just load weapons underneath our wings. And I will go and I will drop info bombs on them, and I will build bigger and bigger weapons of truth to drop on our enemies. And I'm just one person in this fight. Just pick up a weapon in the info war and just start rampaging forward against the enemy. We've got the initiative, and we're not going to be stopped with God's help. Sooner or later, God's going to cut you down. And before I get cut down, I'm going to do some more damage to the New World Order. Now get out there and get to InfoWars.com today and get to PrisonPlanet.com and get that story about 9/11 and get it out to the four corners of Earth. This broadcast is available on MP3 CD format at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.